Your Excellencies, Director General, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen of this 38th session. Vanuatu profoundly would like to thank the FAO and all the member nations for the initiative. Extremely hard work and positive action in developing action and actioning the Zero Hunger Initiative. Our island nation, while many thousands of miles from here, wholeheartedly agree with the initiative direction taken by the Director General of the FAO. While we may not have the capacity to contribute globally, we can in our own way, showing that it is really possible. With a population of 260,000 people, Vanuatu is experiencing many different problems today. We have indeed good resources in our ocean and a wonderful unspoiled environment. However, we are touching new unknown territories as we experience the onslaught of climate change. While we believe we have dynamic solutions, we can be no further from the truth. Our traditional system have become under attack from the ravage of the climate change. And now seems to be awakening at the seams. It is the path and relentless. Temperature changes have destroyed whole ecosystem in our ocean and destroyed kilometers of coastal lines. Our people have no knowledge of this kind of invasion into their daily lives and have nowhere to turn. Our system to eradicate and assist the people of Vanuatu to adopt are poor and inferior, to say the least. Vanuatu is trying to adopt and adopt quickly. We have limited time in which to educate and steer our population in a direction where ultimately pave a way for a better and more sustainable future. In our efforts, we have identified a vision which will ultimately see a new and improved agriculture extension service, which experience in diminished in the late 1980s due to the effort associated with reform. A new cooperative association structure is now being put before the government for endorsement. And this is the quick and efficiency devoted with the extension service to provide and to educate and to give direction and support needed at the rural level. Sustainably, with the five different sectors of my ministry is paramount. And to tackle this, we are working seriously to develop our agriculture and agroforestry industries. The southwestern Pacific fisheries, while still retaining good level of resources, is under a major threat of overfishing and indeed illegal and unregulated fishing. Vanuatu too has its own problems, and they have been addressed by EU. I am happy to say that we have spent a great deal of time and efforts trying to meet the requirements of the EU. Vanuatu maybe feel the pressure that this meeting is addressing more and more. Being surrounded by vast ocean of water and have most of our islands touring from the ocean floor leaves very little room on land for development. Our trade with other nations is small in comparison, but our effort much more. We put our nation first and foremost, and with a still strong culture and associated custom base, we have a chance of surviving into the next millennium. Resilience has been touted as the key to deal with the onslaught of climate change. We have a number of assistance packages on the table, but at the end of the day, we are a small LDC, less developed country with a small voice. We agree and support all members of FAO that poverty, hunger, and malnutrition have begun to eat into the very fabric of society. And we believe that the effort of this institution under the leadership of Mr. Jose Graciano de Silvano will achieve its ultimate goals. There is no real qualitative ways of for retelling the future, but I believe the effort of the FAO might be a start. Thank you very much. Thank you to Maslow, everyone.